Welcome here to Wake Up Call DT.com's exclusive post-game show for the Syracuse Silver Knights. After every single Syracuse Silver Knights home game, this is your home, Wake Up Call DT.com, for the extra period. And in this game, the Syracuse Silver Knights take down the reigning champion Baltimore Blast at home inside the War Memorial by a score of 9-8 with a goal scored by Bo Yelovic. Under a minute to go in the game. Huge victory for the Syracuse Silver Knights, doing in front of their hometown crowd. Scoring it started off in the first quarter by LJ Papaleo of the Syracuse Silver Knights. That's the only goal scored by either team in the first quarter, and a beautiful header goal by LJ Papaleo. The pass comes from Brian O'Quinn, the goalkeeper of the Syracuse Silver Knights, who beams it downfield. And in midair, LJ Papaleo jumps up, hits it with his head, and turns the ball that goes right into the goal. Definitely up for goal of the year for me. LJ Papaleo has another one up for goal of the year, which was earlier this season, also at home in Syracuse, New York, in the War Memorial in downtown Syracuse, when LJ Papaleo took a pass and put the ball in between his legs with his left foot, not facing the goal, with his back to the goal, ball goes in. So this header in the air, this one tops that first goal. But LJ Papaleo, when he does score, pretty darn beautiful goals that he scores. In the second quarter, the Baltimore Blast tie the game, so it's 2-2 at the break. Very low scoring game. Then in the third quarter, Baltimore comes out and scores the first two goals. Syracuse's Canardo Forbes gets a 3-point goal unassisted in the third quarter here, and then Baltimore scores once again. So Baltimore leads this quarter 6-3, but Syracuse in the fourth quarter, Tommy Tanner, the president and head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights, has told me before that sometimes his team struggles to finish, to score in that final quarter. Not this time. Against the reigning champions, the Syracuse Silver Knights put a goal in from Michelle Millwood on a power play. Phenomenal, phenomenal goal here. One-on-one, gets the pass from Slavisa Ubi-Paripovic. Michelle Millwood turns quickly and hits the ball, takes the ball, kicks it in, coming from the right side, goes in left. Beautiful move, kind of like a post-up move in basketball. Posted up his defender and did a quick turn on him and knocked the ball right in. And then Bo Yelovic getting the ball into the goal right toward the 58 seconds left in the game. Right in front of the goal, makes it happen. He's definitely going to be talking with you about that coming up here on the extra period, only on Wake Up Call DT.com, your one-stop sports shop. But before that happens, we're going to kick things off with president and head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights, Tommy Tanner. Well, actually, TJ Tanner, Tommy Tanner's son, is who starts things off. I asked him what he thought about the game, and this is what TJ had to say.
I think it was really hard to win because they're a tough team, but we still did.
He was on the screen.
So, Tommy, this win, 9-8, to do it against the Baltimore Blast, do it within a minute. What can you say about this game and what it feels like in this moment?
Well, it's a great feeling. You know, I mean, we lost 8 in a row. I didn't know that until I read the paper the other day. We lost 8 in a row to them, but you know, they don't give you much. We gave a few goals away, but you know, we were able to come up with a big six-attacker goal. I don't really like six-attacker, but, you know, at the time, you know, they weren't pressing very forward, and the guys did a great job of keeping possession. They had one chance to put in the empty net, and they didn't do it. And, you know, usually when that happens, you know, usually the team gets another chance to score, and we did.
Bo Yelovic, what can you say about what he's been to the team? I mean, obviously he got the goal late in the game, but what can you say about him overall this season?
I mean, he's by far the hardest working guy. I mean, he works, you know, his tail off game. I mean, sometimes almost too much, but, you know, he's fantastic. And, you know, he got himself in a spot where he needed to be when the ball's bouncing around and, you know, was able to flick it through the goal.
So with the game going back and forth and being low scoring in the first half, what did you go in and talk to the guys about in the second half, kind of from what you saw?
Well, I thought it was the best half of soccer they played all year defensively. You know, they followed the runners the entire time. You know, the goal that we gave up was a free kick goal where we didn't get out and didn't do what we needed to do. But, you know, if we work that hard every game, you know, we're a really good team.
Even though you only had 2 points in the first half, you talk about the defensive play of the team and just go into, you know, what you saw from them. I mean, you said it was the best defensive half that they had, but what were they really doing right that you felt stuck out?
I mean, you're welcome. Thank you for coming. They were following the runners the whole time, you know, and I thought we outchanced them probably, you know, 2 or 3 to 1 in the first half. We just didn't finish our chances. So, you know, it wasn't like we were giving away a lot of things in the back. We were really, really good in the back in the first half. We actually gave some away in the second half. But, you know, we were really, really good in the first half in the back. And, you know, I was really pleased with the chances that we were getting. And I know if we put them on target, we'd finish them.
You talked about the fourth quarter before where the team has struggled to score. But not only did they score when they needed to toward the end of the game, but they had a bunch of shots that were very, very close on goal. What can you say about their efforts in the fourth quarter this time?
Well, I mean, we continued to work. We worked for the whole 60 minutes. Everyone did, you know. I mean, they were up and down. And, you know, again, Baltimore, you know, they sell out. They block everything. They go down on everything. They must have had 20 blocks today. But you know what? We were able to get chances against Baltimore. And, you know, you look at other teams, they have 8 shots and 6 shots and 4 shots on a whole game, you know. And I don't know what the shot total was, but I know we were hitting some shots, that's for sure. So I was very pleased with the effort. And, you know, it's indoor soccer. The ball goes in the back of the net sometimes.
Baltimore, Milwaukee, Missouri, the three teams you told me that you need to beat any given season. You've defeated Missouri, you've defeated Baltimore, and you have an opportunity to go forward with a few more games going up against Baltimore. What does beating those two teams in the third season mean to you for this franchise?
Well, I mean, we got to win our home games. And, you know, so far we've been very good at home. We let one at St. Louis go. But, you know, I mean, in years past, we obviously lost to Baltimore every time at home. We've never beat them. This is the first time we've beat them at home. So, you know, we did what we needed to do. Now we got to go to Baltimore and put the same fourth effort, and then Pennsylvania next night. So, you know, you got 2 games, you know, with 2 wins, I think we clinch a playoff berth. So we'll be right there.
When you look at a game like this, you and I have talked about the fact of if you're going to lose a game, to win it, win the next one right away, to not go into a losing streak and not lose 2, 3, 4 down the road. You've seen the team come back not just this time but multiple times to win a game right after losing. So what can you say about their efforts and where they're at now?
Well, I mean, you couldn't say any better yourself. I mean, if we would have lost tonight, we got to go to Baltimore. It's a very tough task. We won there twice already, but it's a very tough task to win in Baltimore. I mean, they haven't been given many points at all. Obviously, they get to sleep in your own bed. There's all those things at home. You're with your families. So, you know, being able to win this game at home, you know, and now be able to go to Baltimore on a winning streak is a great feeling.
You said 2 more games, if you get wins, clinch playoff berth, 9 games to go. What's it feel like to be in that position right now where you haven't been there before?
That's great. I mean, we're always chasing, always hoping that people got to lose, and, you know, and this team has to lose, and that team has to lose, and they did, which is a crazy thing. And, you know, we lost 7 in a row last year, and we're still in the playoffs, but playoff chance. But, you know, we need to take care of business at home. And, you know, Rochester played a great game the other night, and they were able to beat us. Defensively, we weren't very good. But, you know, tonight makes up for that loss. So.
Lastly, have you had a better win than this one so far in your career?
No, I think as a team, this is our best win ever. I mean, you know, in front of I don't know, almost close to 3,000 fans today, and, you know, against defending champs who we haven't beaten 8 games. And then to do it with one, it was great that we did it so late, so we didn't get a lot of chances to score. I told Ray Martinez on the bench, I said, we're going to score late, and they won't have any chances. It's going to be a great thing. We did.
And your son, having him start off this interview for you, what does that mean?
Well, it's great. I mean, he's really gotten into soccer in the last year, and I think the Knights have helped him to you know, become a soccer fan. He played, but he wasn't a soccer fan, and now, you know, he watches all the games with me. He knows all the different goalkeepers on all the different teams. He knows players on the team, so it's a really good thing for the family.
Am I going to be interviewing him at some point?
I hope so. That's a long time away, though.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Playing against the Baltimore Blast as a member of the Syracuse Silver Knights for the first time in his career, I spoke with Michelle Millwood on if this game had any specific special meaning to him now that he is going up against the Blast instead of putting on the Blast jersey. And this is what he had to say.
Not really, you know. I learned it's the business, you know, and it happens. You know, obviously it's a great win, always playing against your former team, you know. But as far as the guys in the locker room, you know, I have much respect and much love for those guys because I've played and won with those guys for so many years. But as I told you before, once that whistle goes off, it's the Silver Knights against the Baltimore Blast, you know, and I'm always going to want the team that I'm playing for to win. And fortunately tonight, we won, and I was playing for the Silver Knights, so that's what it's about.
Getting the ball, making that turn, scoring that goal that didn't bring about the lead but got the team closer 8-7. Just go into that play, what was going through your head, and just bring us through what
you were doing on the field to try and make sure that that was a shot that was going to go in?
I was just trying to get the right position on that defender. You know, as I said, I played with Mike for so many years. He was my roommate for probably like the last 6 years, you know. So we have battles even in practice. So I know what he likes to do defensively. He knows what I like to do offensively. And obviously there he was taking away my left foot because, you know, I like to go to my left. And when defenders overplay my left, I always go right. I mean, fortunately tonight I spun him well. With the first touch, he thought I was going to hold it up, and I was able to hit it far post.
When you play against a team that you know so well, like you said, you know, in practice, some, you know, with one of the guys being your roommate, does it give you an advantage to kind of know their weak spots and know their strong suits?
Yeah, it does to some extent, you know, but at the same point, I think it works their way too because they know my strengths and they know my weaknesses, you know. But at the end of the day, it's all about just being professional, going out there and playing hard. As I told the guys before, it's whatever the defenders give you, you have to take. That's what the indoor game is about, you know, never forcing it into what you normally do. But exploiting what they give you, whatever they give you, you have to try to capitalize on it. And today he gave me my right and I was able to score.
Syracuse Silver Knights have now defeated the Baltimore Blast and the Missouri Comets, three teams that Tommy Tanner always talks with me about having to beat if you want to compete in this league. Baltimore, Missouri, Milwaukee. You dropped to Milwaukee but defeated the other two. What does that say about this team, you being a veteran? What does it say getting wins against those type of squads?
It builds great morale, you know, it builds belief, you know, we let guys know that we can actually beat any team in this league, you know, and in order for us to win a championship, it's going to take us beating almost any team in this league. We can't just focus on the teams that are at the top or the teams that are at the bottom. We have to focus on the group overall, you know, and once we have good competition and we're playing a team like Baltimore, if we could persevere and if we could show that we could beat a good team like Baltimore, you know, it just put us on a high to let us know that if we continue to work as a team, continue to work, be on the same page, we have an opportunity to raise the cup at the end of the year.
Being on that Baltimore squad in the past, you have three more games against them with the Syracuse Silver Knights this season. What does it mean to beat a team like Baltimore in that initial game, moving forward, looking at the rest of the three?
As I said, it builds a lot of confidence. You know, going into the next game, if we would have lost this game, going into the next game, it probably would have given us that negative doubt that we can't beat a team like Baltimore. You know, obviously over the years we've struggled against a team like Baltimore, and even when we picked up a win, it has never been a confident win. This is a great confident boost.
Speaking with Nate Bordeaux of the Syracuse Silver Knights, we started off by talking about where he feels this team is at right now, not just his play, but the play of his teammates coming off of a victory against the Baltimore Blast in the first time that they saw each other here in this 2013-2014 season.
Yeah, I say, you know, winning's the most important thing, and we've come together. We've let a couple games slide against teams that we shouldn't. But every time we play a team of Baltimore's caliber, we come out ready. This year, this team's a lot different, a lot more sense of urgency, and we look to we know what games we need to win. And as for myself, you know, last year I was just learning the game as a rookie, just trying to fit in, learn the game a lot more. This year, I'm trying to assert myself and, you know, still fit in, but also try to show what I can do because I am learning the game more and more each game.
As far as your play so far this season, if you have to take a step back and critique yourself, where do you feel you're doing well and where do you feel you're still kind of learning and getting comfortable?
I mean, you can always get better at every aspect of the game, but I say my work rate's been high. It's been good, except for the last game against Rochester. I've been very, very good defensively, which is different for me because as an outdoor player, I'm more of an attacking player. I think I could definitely get involved in the offense more, and work on just going at guys one-on-one when I get the ball on the wing. But because it's very different than outdoor, this is more like basketball where you get the ball, it's a lot of one-on-one, so I have to get used to that. But I'm always learning from the veterans like Nelson and Millwood and all the guys, just picking it up as I go.
As far as being one of the newer guys to indoor soccer, what do you think you've taken away the most from it so far from a guy like Michelle Millwood, who spent so much time, won championships? What do you take from somebody like him?
Not only his winning mentality, but I would say just especially from Millwood and Nelson is how to use the boards, when to use the boards. Because when I first came, I hated using the boards. I didn't know where to hit the ball off the boards because as an outdoor player coming indoor, it's kind of like not cheating, but just like something you don't try and do. But I've definitely learned how to use the boards and make runs. The runs are very different from indoor, so it's just the little things.
How have you bought into what Tommy Tanner's trying to do with this team? I mean, obviously you're two games away from making the playoffs, but with nine games to go, you want to win them all. I mean, there's no game you really want to leave on the table. How do you stay focused, and what do you take from a guy like Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, having Tommy is a very good thing for this team. He was, I think he played professionally for 13 years. He's very easy to play for as a player. Doesn't yell too much. Lets you play, gives you confidence. And if you just listen to him, what he has to say, he knows the game. He's played indoor for 10 to 13 years, and you know, I love playing for him.
Following Tommy Tanner, Michelle Millwood, and Nate Bordeaux, I spoke with Corey Alenio on what this victory means for this Syracuse Silver Knights team to get one against the reigning champion Baltimore Blast, and this is how he views the victory.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, as a team, we know we can compete with them every time, but I think other people in the league kind of thought, you know, Baltimore's rolling, we're coming off a loss. They kind of want to see what we're all about, and I think this is a huge win for us, especially, like you said, being the first of four games, and it sets a tempo for the next three. And, you know, it's big because we know these are the type of teams we're going to face in the playoffs, you know? They got the pedigree, they've won the championships, and it feels good. Like I said, another team effort. Like we say, it doesn't matter who's scoring goals, as long as we get the W. We don't care if it's dirt. We don't care if it's a last-second goal. If it's ugly, we just want to get the W. So today was definitely a great team win.
When you look at this game, and as far as Baltimore, the type of team that they are, I mean, they're the reigning champs, but what do you see from them? Do they play anything differently? Is there something that sticks out to you? I mean, how do you look at this game when you go up against Baltimore?
I think we look at this game, other teams are going to make mistakes and give you chances. Baltimore is just such a, you know, a sound team. They got a bunch of veterans. They know how to play the game. They're smart. They hardly give you anything. So, I mean, anytime you get a chance, you got to take it. And even though we got the win, I mean, we had more chances. And I think that's something we got to work on, finishing those chances and putting the game away if we can. Because I thought tonight we had more chances, and I think it could have been more. So, like I said, the main thing with Baltimore is we just know how disciplined they are. They got leadership in the back, and they don't give you much. Great goalie, so we got to make it count. And tonight we scraped one out, and it feels great.
As far as your play goes, we had talked before that Tommy Tanner expects more of you on the offensive side. Where do you feel that you're at right now? I know you've made some runs out there, maybe didn't score every time that you wanted to, but what can you say about your play so far?
Well, I mean, it's funny you bring it up because I had a talk with Tommy actually after the game we lost, and coming off the game I had two goals and an assist, but we lost the game. And he brought me aside and said, you know, you played great, but let's be honest, I don't care if you score any goals if we win the game. So today I can be honest and say I feel much better coming out of the game, even though I didn't score any goals. We got the W. So, you know, no one remembers those games you lose and you have a great, you know, you have personally a good game. No one cares about that. We're here for the team, and we're trying to get wins. So I don't really care. I mean, obviously, you know, I want to help the team scoring goals if I can. But if it's just out there, you know, defending, playing hard, and we get the W, I don't mind if I, you know, I'm not on the score sheet twice like on Friday night. So it's not a big deal to me, and I am feeling better, and I do expect a lot more goals to be coming, but today just feels good getting the win.
And I want to go off of that because you talk about the team over the individual, and that seems like now more than ever with the Syracuse Silver Knights team is where it's at. Is this what's putting you in the position that you're in because everybody is kind of fighting for their brother and not looking for their own chances as much as they're looking for the best one?
Yeah, I mean, I think if everyone buys into that, and I think we mean it. Sometimes I think, guys do get in their head, they want to score goals, or they get a little mad, but if everyone buys into it, you know, I don't care who scores the goals as long as we get the win. To be honest with you, I can't tell you right now who scored all of our goals today. I just know that we got that late one from Bo, great goal from Canardo, and they're coming from everywhere. I mean, you can look at our team, and we got lots of players, lots of points. So if everyone buys into that, I think it's going to help us in the long run, and it definitely helped us today. So
Tommy Tanner makes a statement that Missouri, Milwaukee, Baltimore, those are the teams that you have to beat. Two of them have already gone down when you've gone up against them. What does that say to you about where this team is at right now and where some of these maybe new guys to indoor and whatnot, where this team has come at this point?
I mean, I think it just shows everybody, the new guys, the old guys, that we're a team that can fight with these teams. Every time, you know, besides the one game in Milwaukee, that's a tough game. You know, it's our third game in 4 days. We'll see them again. But, I mean, the other two teams that, you know, Tommy thinks are top-caliber teams, we've showed up every time, and we put in a good performance and got three wins. So looks good right now, but we got to keep going, and it's another thing. We got to make sure we're performing against the other teams too. You know, we've dropped some some points against teams that, you know, are lower in the table, you know. So we got to bring that performance every week no matter who we're playing, but it definitely feels good to be the champions.
Next up is Brian O'Quinn, the goalkeeper for the Syracuse Silver Knights. And first and foremost, playing up against a team like Baltimore, I spoke with Brian O'Quinn on what it meant to him to keep a team like the Baltimore Blast, the reigning champions, a team that is not a stranger to victory by any stretch of the imagination. What does it mean to him to keep that team under 10 points?
I don't even think my play was that good today. I mean, I probably on that penalty kick, I didn't need to touch that ball away from Canardo, and we would have had that down. Probably wouldn't have had to have so much problems and trouble. So really, it was a defensive effort. I can't even recall him making 5 or 6 saves in this game. I think the defense did a phenomenal job, cut down shooting angles, didn't even let Baltimore take shots. I mean, we know what their offense is all about. It's predicated on their ability to steal the ball from us coming out of the back. We were very clean coming out of the back, which made it obviously very difficult for them to get opportunities in a 5v5 half-court type set. And that's exactly what our game plan was, and we executed it perfectly. And I mean, obviously had a little bit of a rough third quarter, but throughout the rest of the game, we played phenomenal.
When you look at where this team is at right now, obviously as a goalkeeper, you have leadership that you have to take under your belt and be here for the team. What do you see from this team looking out at everyone here in the locker room? What are you taking from them right now to be in the position that you're in?
I mean, you look at perennial playoff teams, Missouri, Baltimore. We've been able to beat both of those teams, obviously, this year. So it puts us in a good position. If we play the best of the best and we play as well as we can, we know that we can get results. The problem is doing it consistently. Obviously, we had a couple of bad losses in St. Louis, a bad loss in Rochester the other day. But when the big games come, we obviously make teams. That's a big thing for us from a confidence perspective. Games like this that we won in the fourth quarter here this year, we would have lost in our first 2 years. So huge confidence builder. Obviously, the team feels really good about the W. But it's going to be a dedicated effort to continue to do it consistently, time and time again. If we can bring this level of energy, we can do some things. We can make the playoffs and obviously have a good chance.
Just like a pitcher in baseball, no matter how good you play, the rest of the, you know, people got to bring in runs. Same type of thing. No matter what you do in the goal box, team's got to score. What can you say about the 9 points that they put on the board and how they did it?
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I mean, Baltimore's defense is unbelievable. I would tend to imagine that we probably took more shots on them in this game than they probably had against them all season long. In a specific game, their defense is outstanding, and it's predicated on them being able to possess the ball for very, very long periods of time. Generally, they're able to hold the ball for 2-3 minutes at a time every single time they get that ball, and today they didn't do that. We were able to hold on to the ball, and we were able to possess it. So kudos to the guys for being able to obviously possess the ball, get our changes, and obviously get fresh legs on the field. And the goals that we scored, they're workman goals. We worked hard for each one of them. We battled for each one of them, and it feels really good to know that we went toe-for-toe and man-to-man and obviously got a result today. So it's time.
You gave a lot of props to your defense in this game. Who's really stepped up this season for you? Who have you seen excel and kind of grow through this first part of the season and now into the early part of the second half of the season? What defensive guys are standing out to you?
Yeah, I think if I had to pick one, it'd Bo by far. He's been an absolute force this year. Not only has he been better at reading the game and understanding the game from a defensive perspective, getting in the right position, blocking shots, obviously not allowing targets to turn and play, but what he's able to do for us in the offense end of the field to get open and to break pressure and get us into the offense and make shots is just been amazing. And his ability to hold on to the ball and give us offensive threat makes us that more dangerous defensively, because obviously if the other team doesn't have the ball, we're in a better spot, and he helps us defend by being an offensive presence as well.
Brian O'Quinn, goalkeeper of the Syracuse Silver Knights, giving more positive words for Bo Yelovich, his teammate, who went out there in this game and scored with under a minute to play, has had a 3-point goal this season, getting the job done offensively as well as helping defensively. He gets positive words from Tommy Tanner, the president and head coach of the team, right here on the Extra Period on WakeUpCallDT.com, and from his teammates. But before you hear from Bo Yelovich, there's another teammate that wants to talk about what he thinks of Bo Yelovich and also what he thinks of a win over the Baltimore Blast. And this is Nelson Santana talking about that.
Well, it means a lot to for me, for my teammates and for the organization. You know, we it seems like we were 9-0 against, 0-9 against Baltimore for the past a year and a half. It's big. They're a really good team. You know, again, we made a mistake for them to come back and score our goal against us. But, you know, we stay compact. We play defense first, and then we go from there. You know, Millwood step up to the plate. You know, he was a big part of it, and everyone did their job. You know, it seems like when we play good teams, we're more focused, more disciplined. You know, we should have won. We should have beat Rochester on Friday, but again, you know, today is a big win. You know, being disciplined and just going from there.
You have Millwood on your side this time instead of having to go up against him with the Blast. What did it mean to you? I mean, yeah, you scored a goal, but in general, what did it mean to have Michelle Millwood on your team this time?
Oh, my God, it means a lot, you know, just by him drawing so much attention when he gets a ball. You know, he opens up our second forwards and our midfielders, even our defenders. And, you know, it's fun, too, because me and him, we go way back, and then we like to battle. We kick each other. We slap each other. But, you know, not doing it today, it was fun. You know, he's a very, very, very good player, very competitive. And I bet he wanted to beat them pretty bad. And then he helped us out. You know, he scored one goal. He held the ball. He made a couple decisions that put us in a good position. And it's like I say, it's a great win.
When you look at where the team is right now with 9 games to go, you have a bunch of those games that are going to be at home, and the team is in a good position right now. You're kind of fighting to see where you're going to be in the playoffs if you win a few more games here. Never really been in this position before, so what does this moment mean to you, being a veteran on the team and being here from the beginning, that you're only a couple steps away from the playoffs?
Well, first of all, it's like we got to win every home game, you know, or keep it close. We wanna clinch the playoffs in the highest seed we can. You know, we got to put in a statement out there to Milwaukee, to the Kansas City, to Baltimore. That, you know, this year, the two past year we've been strong, but now we're stronger, we're getting better, and we have a team and a core that we can compete in the playoffs. But the main thing is take it game by game. And win every home game, and then win as many games as we can so we can clinch the highest seed and go from there.
This Syracuse Silver Knights team, how come you're as good as you are right now? How come the team is playing better than they have since the beginning? What do you think it is?
Oh, experience. You know, new guys, you know, like Antonio, Nate, Bernardo, you know, Toby, all those guys that never played Indo before, now they have 2 years under their belt. They're watching games. They're learning from good players, you know, from players from Baltimore, players from Milwaukee. They're learning. You know, I see them, they're watching games now, and they want to learn, you know. The other two past years, you know, it's hard. You know, I was in the same boat back in 2005, you know. But they were eager to learn, and then they're doing a really good job. They're learning every day. They're asking questions. So it's good. I mean, the team core right now is very strong. I'm bringing Michelle Millwood just to help us out on maturity and leadership and knowledge is just big. You know, all these guys look up to him, and then, you know, we learn from him and we learn from each other. But the good thing about it is, like, everyone wants to do it. Everyone wants to work for each other.
Bo Jelinek, he gets in that right place under a minute to go in the game. What can you say about what he's brought to this team, and not just in that last goal, but what he's done in general?
Bo?
Yep.
Oh my God, what can I say? Bo is a very intense player off the field, on the field, in practice. You know, he's the guy that wants to always win, you know, and he's been doing really, really well for himself this year. You know, I think he's going to be probably the friend of the year. You know, I wish him the best. You know, he's helping us a lot. You know, he's taking one-on-ones, he's defending, he's chasing the ball, he's making tackles, he's making good decisions. You know, and the only thing I can say is that he's going to get better and better and better and better. You know, the position that for him is perfect, you know, playing, coming out from the back. You know, we tried him out as a target, and he's, the worst thing he says is like, I can't do that. I can't face a goal. My back against the goal is too high for me to turn. So, you know, his speed, his strength, you know. I hear from other people, from other teams, like, dude, who's that guy? Number 13. He's like, he's a beast. And I go, oh, that's Bo. But you know what? I'm glad that we have him on our team. You know, he plays hard. You know, his dedication is 100%. And then I wish him the best. He's, you know, good goal for him. You know, bring his spirits up, especially against Rochester. He made a mistake. And then, you know, right now he lifted his game up. So, like I told him against Rochester, he goes, you know, don't worry about it. I don't care if you do 3-4 tackles or score 50 points. You know, and if we make a mistake, I prefer you score the winning goal and then take it like that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thank you.
That was team captain Nelson Santana talking about Bo Jelavec, who is here now to talk with you on what he thought about this, what he has to say to his teammates who have given him all of these positive words here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the extra period. After every single Syracuse Silver Knights home game, this is where you come for the post game. The extra period after the Syracuse Silver Knights victory over the Baltimore Blast, from that goal with under a minute to go, 58 seconds by Bo Jelavec. You've heard his teammates talk about him. This is Bo Jelavec's response to all of the positive words from his teammates.
I can certainly thank you to them. Tommy is a great coach. I really appreciate what he did for me. He gave me a chance. So this is my second year, and I feel so much better about the game. I read the game better. I read the play. I read the ball where it's going. So that's why I'm playing harder. I can win more balls. And I really feel great in this team. Like, this is a great group of guys. And when we all work hard, we're going to win every game if you do like that.
Under a minute to go, you're the one who gets the ball where it needs to be. Just talk about your placement and being able to score that goal when the team needed it most.
We had six guys there. I saw Neto moving outside there. I saw the hole. I moved from one side of the goal to another one. Made eye contact with Milos, Michel. Michel is a great player with experience. He saw that. We made eye contact. He tried to play the ball. He got a little deflected. The goalkeeper couldn't catch it, and I just stepped in. So, great play by Milos seeing me.
What did it feel like for you to be able to be the guy that did it? I mean, obviously, this is a team this season that cares about everybody else and wants everyone to do well, not just individual. But in that moment, what were your feelings when you finally got that goal?
I felt great. I don't score that many winning goals in indoor. It's not my position, and it just felt great.
Simple words enough. It just felt great. That coming from Bo Jelavec, who helped the Syracuse Silver Knights win in this game over the Baltimore Blast, one of those teams that Tommy Tanner, the president and head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights, has repeatedly said on WakeUpCallDT.com when speaking with me, you have to beat the Missouris, the Milwaukees, and the Baltimores. Well, now the Syracuse Silver Knights, in their first game against Baltimore this season, have taken down the reigning champions. I want to thank Tommy Tanner, Michelle Millwood, Nate Bordeaux, Corey Aleño, Brian O'Quinn, Nelson Santana, and Bo Jelavec for all joining me here on WakeUpCallDT.com's The Extra Period, and for the entire team for always giving me the opportunity to talk with them, and for all of the efforts that the Syracuse Silver Knights have done in Syracuse, New York, to try and be one of those teams that professionally is right there in the heart of the city and not going anywhere. But in order to do that, they need the fans to come out. There are 5 home games remaining. You can get the schedule right here on the Knights on Call page of WakeUpCallDT.com. That is the Knights on Call page. On the homepage of WakeUpCallDT.com, just go to the More tab, and you'll find the Knights on Call page. Click on that, scroll down, and there is the schedule along with the virtual fan experience with the Syracuse Silver Knights talking to you. And for all the shows, all of the extra period episodes, all of the Nightline episodes, videos courtesy of all of the MISL teams of each of the matchups that the Syracuse Silver Knights have had throughout the season thus far, and so much more, including how you can buy your tickets, who to call, who to email, and a link to the Syracuse Silver Knights site right there with their logo. So you won't miss out on a single thing. Plus, you'll get plenty of exclusives here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop and your home for Syracuse Silver Knights exclusives. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon. For Tommy Tanner and the players of the Syracuse Silver Knights, I'm Dan Satora. You're listening to The Extra Period on WakeUpCallDT.com, and we'll talk to you very soon. Take care of yourself, be well, and do well.